You're listening to People Helping People, a live radio show on Daisy 1170 AM. Join us each and every week as we explore the many ways of making a difference, just by doing what you can. Know a friend who's in need of a service? Have a family member who's come upon hard times? Hopefully we can all help. It's about people helping people. Tuesdays at noon on Daisy 1170 AM. If you can help, or you know someone who needs help, call us now on the studio line 408-912-5565 to participate. That's 408-912-5565. You can also send an email to peoplehelping@klok1170am.com. If you prefer to leave a message, call 408-458-9478. That's 408-458-9478. All information is strictly confidential.
Welcome to People Helping People on AC 1170 AM, radio that listens to you. My name is Greg. I do not have my my other co-host here today. Larry is missing in action today, Franco, so it's just you and I.
Yes, indeed.
We have guests today, but we'll get to that shortly.
Mm-hmm.
But we're the two that are going to be manning the post here.
Mm-hmm.
Larry is out of town. So for those of you just tuning in for the first time, you have no idea what this show is. Every Tuesday at noon, this is the radio program for the people. It's a community-based program called People Helping People, which was solely intended to give a voice to the community on all different topics. There's so many different things faced with not only our community but everyone in the new age, if you will. And what we're trying to do is offer an opportunity for people within the community to learn more, to help each other more, to have a voice that they otherwise wouldn't have. I think we've been pretty successful with that, Frank.
Oh yeah, definitely. For the past couple of shows, we've talked about so many events. We've had some fantastic guests on our show. It's just a great show. You know, we like to help the community by paying it forward, if you will.
Good point. Paying it forward. Yes.
Yes.
What many different topics. I know sometimes after our show, we'll have people who will inquire. But to give you an idea, we've covered everything from diabetes to the drought to special needs to cancer survivors. Really right down the line of human trafficking and domestic abuse. And there's so many different ones that come up each week. We always say there's every time we think we've covered everything, something else will come up. But one of the areas where I don't think we've spent enough time is in sort of self-realization, certainly meditation, and how we can in turn, we sort of do this already, where so many people will hold in all their stress. I know I'm one of these people. I like to act on the outside like everything is okay. I don't want to let on that I might be stressed. Unfortunately, all that builds up inside of us. Whether we know it or not, it's happening. And what I've learned for myself is you got to shut it down a few minutes a day. Just find your own little quiet place and reflect inwards. I know some of you call it meditation. Some of you just need the quiet time. Today's show is really going to delve into that. Do you ever meditate, Franco?
I don't, but I do like to wind down because, I mean, what you talked about, Greg, about how people, they take in stress, but then they try to make it look like that everything's fine. That's just part of the human condition. Everyone is supposed to handle, they're supposed to experience that. For me, I meditate by just, like, after I'm done with work, I just go home and I just put on headphones and I listen to music. That's my meditation right there.
Do you tend to hold a lot of your stress in, or are you the type that is able to communicate when you do have a lot building up on you?
If I do have a lot built up in me, then I will talk to someone about it. If it's nothing too serious, then I just let it slide.
I find that most people are afraid to share their concerns, or they're afraid to cry for help, so to speak. Very proud, people being very proud. I know for myself, it wasn't until recently that I realized my subconscious is where all this was going on, and all the stress builds up. You know, you could almost tell yourself every day, everything's great, I'm fine, I can handle all this. But then whether it's money, whether it's family problems, whether it's health, there are so many things that happen in our lives that we do have to address somehow. And one of the reasons why today will be very important is that we can not only find out about a little bit more about how to awaken to the self-realization, which I think is the one of the taglines, but also for people that might be afraid to ask, who just don't know where to go to even start the process of how do you find the time to do this? What does it require? Maybe you just don't, you've never spent the amount of time you need to in order to properly meditate. We're going to find all that out. I think you and I, Franco, will learn a lot today.
Yes, indeed.
I'm excited about our guest. I'd like to welcome to the studio a very special guest, Chetan. Pleasure to have you, my friend.
Thank you, Greg. Thank you, Franco.
Thank you for being here. Several weeks back, received an email from Hitesh who brought to my attention the awakening to self-realization. And I think I've been very excited to find out more. Tell us a little bit about Maitri Bodh.
Okay. Maitri Bodh, as the words, these are Hindi words or Sanskrit words. Mm-hmm. Maitri means friendship. And Bodh means wisdom. Mm. It's very different from intelligence.
Now, is it the same as Bodhi?
It is derived from where. So basically, Bodhi was the intelligence, divine intelligence, right. And it's derived out of that. So it's wisdom.
Okay.
And there's another word which is parivar. Parivar in Hindi means family.
Okay.
So I'm associated with the Maitri Bodh Parivar. We are a family of friends. And we are held together by love.
I love hearing that.
Yes, exactly. So sometimes people get embarrassed about love. How would people react, and how do they judge me? What do you mean love? Aren't you a little embarrassed about it? But
we all need it.
We need it, and in big volumes.
Yes.
So we wear our hearts on our sleeves. We are trying to bring love and peace to the world. And our mission is to bring it to every human being who's been waiting for such a long time. The time today, it's a time of transition where the old past hurts and fears and the negativity is all moving towards positivity, love and peace. So the Parivar is held together by our master. His name is Dada Shriji. Mm-hmm. He's a young doctor in Mumbai, in India. And he has started this Parivar in 2012. Our mission is to spread it to the entire world, bring only love. And we started off originally with a lot of social projects. You know, India's a third world country. We have huge challenges. And despite those challenges, he's brought about selfless service. So okay. If somebody doesn't have food, somebody needs medical attention, somebody requires education, all gamuts of life, as simple as blood donation drives or stuff like that. Dada Shriji has started this in terms of helping humanity. And the spiritual aspect is how to connect to your inner divine.
Now, if I could stop you for a moment, it's a lot to take in.
Yes.
We live in a time when we see a lot of evil, right? I mean, every day we wake up to some sort of bad news, mm-hmm. even when it's not on a world scale.
Sure, yeah.
Locally, you know, you find out about some things that are happening and protests here, or this, you know, some yes. crime over here and over there. It's hard to block out the noise
yes.
of this.
Yes.
So how are they cutting through? How are they preaching love? How are they getting the message of love to even those people?
Yes. Beautiful.
It's not easy, but
it's a beautiful question. It's such a interesting. You see, our concept is very clear. We don't focus on the negative. Mm. We focus on the positive. And given the space, nature is a closed egg. So if you look at it,
yeah.
and if you increase the positivity, negativity automatically starts receding. Mm. So we don't focus on something which we don't want to control. We're more interested in increasing the positive vibe, so to say.
Mm-hmm.
And once that happens, this is done through a number of ways we help out with mankind. In the sense, we do these meditation courses. It's called Sambodhyan.
Mm-hmm.
We also do sessions on Maitri Light, which is divine healing through light and the universal grace which flows with it. And we also do the sessions which we are now going to be doing on Saturday, which is called Bodh. This is awakening to self-realization. The seed of divine intelligence, of self-realization, is sowed during this process.
Oh, I need that. I need to go.
You are welcome.
This Saturday. Let's say that first. Yes. We're going to mention it a few times.
Yes, okay.
That's July 30th, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., correct?
That is correct, yes.
And where is this going to be? I see the address, but yes. Is it a building specific that we could tell people?
This is at Hitesh's residence, actually.
Oh, good.
We
okay.
have a place. We did one last Saturday, and the results were immediate. You know, people went away in a, wow, when can I do this again? So it's a process where the seed, literally, of divine intelligence is sown in you, and it works over a period of time. The energy is such that it removes and accelerates your growth. It's not necessarily limited to the spiritual. It's the material, the relationships, the all kinds of areas, and also spiritual. So it removes the blockages and helps you move in a direction to be able to take the stress, as you just pointed out. So the Bay Area stress issues, so whether it's a matter of fighting the traffic, or it's having an issue with the folks at home, or
how to pay your bills every month, right?
To pay your bills.
We live in one of the most expensive places in the world.
Yes, exactly.
So the stress of money is always a big thing.
The stress of money, it teaches you how to take the stress. You see, a problem will never go away. You can't wish away a problem, but it does teach you how to handle it, and it does not stress you out.
I'll tell you what, just when I read the bit of information I was given about this Saturday's event, or the retreat, if you will, I think one of the areas, I'm a beginner, and I will admit that, one of our hosts here on the station, Master Deepak, a few months ago when we were talking in the hallway, and I mentioned how I'm trying to find this meditative side of myself, because I do, as Franco says, I'll put on headphones, I'll listen to music that will bring me away, and soft music, that's what my way of meditating. But then I found out that sometimes you need silence, and you need to be directed where to go, otherwise it could be for nothing. So if I'm a beginner at this, would I be welcome to come? Is somebody who would be considered a beginner?
Yes.
It's open to everyone.
It's open to everyone. And because this is the first start of the process, it's called Bodh. Bodh is a journey of life.
Okay.
This is the first, which is called awakening to self-realization. There is a second process, which is purification. And that's a very deeper and intense process. It happens in an ashram in just outside of Mumbai in India.
Okay.
The third is walking the path divine, and goes on and on until level 7. So here the issue is that anybody who is aware and breathes is welcome to start this meditation process. And this definitely transforms the human from a very deep level. I don't know whether we should use the word karmic and so on and so forth, but this is where it changes you from inside. The change is very natural. What happens is that we live in a tumultuous world, and there's so much bedlam and noise. And when you use the word meditation is simply focus.
Right.
Whether you're focusing on your breath, whether you're focusing on your work, there are times when you find that you started doing work, and next thing you look up, let me go for lunch. It's 4 hours have gone.
Yeah.
And you say, wow, what happened?
Pretty much every
day
of my life.
Exactly.
Actually, Chetan, if you want to be honest.
So you're a meditator.
Yeah, I am.
This is not the first time.
Time just seems to disappear. But right.
So hence proved. So you're not a first timer.
No,
practically
I'm
speaking.
Not. Yeah. In some strange way, I'm not a first timer.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly. So we, it's not just a meditative process. It's a intervention in to be able to change you from inside, the transformation from the crisis-driven going into too much of pain and suffering, to be able to handle that and move on to a path which will give you tremendous relief in life.
So is this basically, this retreat, if you will, is going to provide us the tools so that we can take this path? So it starts us on the path, is what you're saying.
Yes, it starts you on the path. There are two aspects to this. One is you're able to take the stress,
okay.
Right? The other is the we put an energy at the end. There are three aspects to this. The first is the intellectual understanding for the mind to understand what is it that I'm getting into.
Right.
So once the mind understands, all right, this is the process. So it uses logic, pure intellect and logic. The second part of it is we will take you through a simple meditative process. You taste what meditation is. You'll come to a very calm state of mind. Mm. And the third is where the energy will be passed into you through a selected medium who's been authorized by Dadashiji, has been trained and enabled to pass the energy. Once the energy goes into you, it takes between 3 weeks to 3 months, depending on someone, maybe even sometimes 6 months, the energy is completely absorbed in your body. And that energy will transform you in a way which I don't think there have been any other examples of meditation or such like which can
really
change your life.
I think that's the real powerful, the resonating point to me.
Yeah.
We try. I know a lot of people try, but it's hard. It is really hard to block the noise out. Mm-hmm. I think if I've been given the tools or at least directed on my path to mm-hmm. do it, mm-hmm. that's the kind of boost I need.
Yeah, exactly.
And I think that's a lot of people in general. You know, sometimes we just need the tools. Like, it'd be nice to start a fire, but if you don't have the tools to start a fire, it's very difficult to do.
Very true.
But you learn that a lot of the tools are within,
yes,
I would assume.
Yes.
So let's get into the specifics of this. This event, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., I know it's the triumph over negative energy. And that's, to me, that's the real, real powerful
yes.
message in this. Mm-hmm. Get rid of the negative energy. But my curiosity is, what are the steps within this four-hour window that's going to get us going there?
So, like I explained, the first step would be the intellectual understanding. Because mm-hmm. you see, the mind does not allow anything to happen until it is satisfied that it is able to put a closure to every thought process. Mm-hmm. So the mind will be, we will explain what actually happens. It's a simple explanation how to become natural.
Okay.
I give you a very simple example. When you're walking on the streets, your vision is very linear, mm-hmm. all right? Now, assume you're a bird and you go up as you flap your wings. You now start seeing something very different.
Yep.
The vision expands. Now you're an eagle. You go even higher and then you are able to see many more things which you would have otherwise.
Yeah.
Now you're on an aircraft. You've gone even higher. You start seeing things in a bigger manner. And you're an astronaut, you're looking out, you see the Earth from a very different viewpoint. Mm-hmm. You now see a ball, which is home.
Makes you feel smaller.
Very, very different. There's warmth. You remember, realize all the problems of the day-to-day life of fighting for this or that is all gone. You know, and okay. then you realize this is where I belong. This is my home. And I need to do something bigger.
So you're essentially saying the perspective. Because obviously, when you're walking on the street and you only see what's in front of you, and you can't tell if there's traffic three blocks away.
Absolutely.
The bird height, you could see that there's traffic, so you might go a different path, right? The airplane, you start to realize how small and how the neighborhoods are all a grid, right?
Yeah.
The picture becomes clearer the further you go
Beautiful,
away.
Beautiful, yes.
Is that, am I yes, on the right path?
Absolutely.
Okay, good. I'm making sure.
So your visual, your entire understanding of who I am and what this has changed, you know, and because your vision has changed, your perspective to life changes, and you realize that whatever I was doing was probably futile, running, paying for the grocery bill and this and that, when there's so much more to life. Life is such bliss, it's such happiness, and we haven't tapped into it. Our nose was so close to the grindstone, mm-hmm. we forgot that life was fun.
Yeah.
The moment you move a little further back, your vision expands. And with that vision expansion, a lot more understanding comes into you. And when that understanding from the intellect goes down to the heart level, where the true inner consciousness resides, when you touch the inner consciousness, that is where you feel that touch, the aha. You know, the Eureka moment.
Yeah.
You say, this is the quiet and this is the real. And again, it's experiential.
Yeah.
I cannot explain it until you feel it.
Yeah, I was going to say, this is really where it becomes very interesting to me.
Yes.
Because everybody's going to have a different experience. Uh-huh. They're going to come away with it, something different.
Yeah.
But we're all trying to get to the same place.
Yeah.
Do you find that most people do not take the time to recognize that we are wasting life and we're not enjoying the moments? Do you think most people are too caught up in their busy work lives that it's hard for them to get to this place of enlightenment?
Stems from childhood, the way we are brought up. We're always catching up with the Joneses. They see what happens at home, the discord between parents. They see what happens with the siblings. So they are brought up on a regimen of discord right from the very beginning, and the need for the material part of it. I need to succeed here. I need to succeed there. The very few people have that inherent ability to look within.
Right.
So once you short circuit that crisis, the crisis mode of living, and when those people, there are those individuals who search for the truth on their own. I'm not talking of the yogis. I'm not talking of the swamis. I'm talking of you and me. Franco said that. He does meditate, and he meditates because he feels the need, and he resonates with music.
Right.
Different people resonate differently. You resonate with silence. I resonate with silence, incidentally. So different people will work in different ways, and whatever suits them, it's a most natural process of falling into that quietude. Now, it's a matter of, do you want to explore it, or do you want to keep running on that very interesting but very unprofitable circle.
Okay.
It's up to you. So many people actually take the time out. They take the effort to try and blindly work out. Nature has provided us with this instinct of knowing that there is something beyond. Many people actually make the effort to reach out. So it's a matter of who actually makes the effort, and those who continue to think that this is all that there is, and they're happy in their misery.
Well, that's really where it comes from, I think, is that so many times people have given up on trying to find that more of a peaceful existence. And maybe it's an excuse so that they don't spend the time. They'd rather live in their, you know, discontent. But there are so many people that are trying to attain that, that are trying to go after it. They don't know where to begin. I'm one of those people. I read, you know. I remember a few years ago, somebody told me, maybe 6 or 7 years ago, somebody told me about lucid dreaming. And they were like, oh, lucid dreaming opens you up to a whole other world. And, you know, I started to read about that. And then I realized that it more is a form of meditation. It's finding that peace within so you can, you know, run free, if you will. When you shut down, you really do shut down. That was where I sort of reached a crossroads with meditation. That's why this is very intriguing to me, because I feel I need a little more direction as to how to find that higher spirituality. Do you need to be a very spiritual person to find this to be useful?
Not at all.
No.
You just need to be ready to do something good for yourself. It's time that you rewarded yourself for just being around, and how to and want to do something useful to yourself.
Okay.
And if you just had that one desire that I want to get off this crisis driven thing, I just want to for a minute, I want to rest, I want to be at peace, try it out.
Would you say that most people need to do this every day? Is meditation something you should make time to do daily?
I would actually suggest that you take out 5 to 10 minutes to connect with your inner self every day. It makes huge difference in your life.
And to go back to Saturday a bit, who will be there? Who's going to help the process? Who will be speaking and guiding?
Okay, I would be conducting the session, and we have a specially empowered devotee of Dada Shriji who will pass on the energy. So I will when, as I conduct the session and explain to you what it is that we need to do, and take you through this meditative. It's a guided meditation, Sambodhyan, and we'll get you to taste that silence and the peace. Because once the mind chatter stops and you come to a very calm state, at that time when the energy is passed, it's called Shakti Prava.
Right.
Shakti means energy. It's a Sanskrit word. So Shakti is the energy which will be passed, and prava is the flow of.
Okay.
So it's as the flow passes into your body, you go into a very deep state, and then we get you to lie down for a while so that the entire energy is absorbed into you. So much so, we actually recommend you close your eyes, because we don't want any amount to go out. And whatever you can gain, every minuscule amount of that energy which you can absorb is going to have huge impact on your progress. And all you need to do thereafter is simply be with yourself. Be either, as Franco said, with the music, or with your, as you said, just be with the silence, or with any choice of divinity, which you might say, of your choice. You need not say that this has to be with a god or this or that, whatever it is. It's something which you resonate with, you know. It's something where you feel peaceful for that moment in time. And that's all that is required. And once you find that things are actually working out and the transformation in your life, your things in the office are more under control, at home, the relationships, things are getting better, you go to the next step for the purification. That's, again, it's a journey.
Yeah.
You start, this is the first step on that journey where you start actually tasting the benefits of going within.
Interestingly, I don't know if this is, I want to give out all the information. We have a lot to talk about, but I do want to give out information where people can find out more. So why don't you do that real quick, and then we'll get, because I had a question for you that I was curious if it aligns with what you're talking about. But let's give out email.
Yeah.
And any info that will help people find out more while they're listening.
Right. So the email address is info.usa@maitribodh.org. It's info.usa@maitribodh.org. We have two volunteers in the city, in the Bay Area. One is Hitesh. His number is 408-205-6274. And the other is Neeraj. He's also a volunteer. He's in Foster City. His number is 650-863-6178.
So you can get in touch with either of them.
Yeah.
Or you can go just email.
Just go to info.us.
Yeah. Or the, is that, that's a, obviously, there's also another website I saw as well.
It's maitribodh.org.
Okay, there you go.
www.maitribodh.org.
I will put this on the Desi 1170 AM website as well after, so you can find the information in case you don't remember any of that contact. But we'll repeat it several times.
Thank you.
I have a question for you, Jatan. Mm-hmm. So about three or four years ago, I went to this, what they call the gong bath. Have you ever heard of that?
No,
a big gong, right? Like the big.
Oh, right. Yeah. Okay.
It was a meditation where this gentleman had these different sized gong, and they told you to lay down, and for about a half hour, they just sort of allow you to find your comfortable, quiet place. It was dead silence. Okay. And then they would begin to hit the gong, and they would just let it resonate.
Right.
And the resonating sound would just go until it was gone completely, which would take some time.
Yeah.
And after a while, you started to feel every bit of the sounds and the tones to the point where it felt like it was moving pieces of my insides. I would feel a vibration on certain muscles, and I would start to see in my brain colors associated with the sounds. I was so far gone from the moment. Yep. I was way beyond where I've never been that far outside of myself yet, as close to myself as I was in that moment.
Yes.
And what I'm hearing when you talk to me about, you know, that quiet and all of those subtle meditative sounds and little things that seems so much louder when you're in that quiet place.
Absolutely.
Do you find that this will be that kind of a journey where those little sounds and those little things will resonate so deeply?
Okay, it won't be a very physical, the way you've described it. It's not a physical, you feel it, but the awareness levels will increase dramatically. More importantly, once the divine energy has been passed through into you, your transformation as a individual will start.
Mm-hmm.
The awareness that there is self-realization, and the way you're handling issues in your daily life, the stress and the way you approach life to problems and your happiness levels, the growth starts immediately.
Right.
So it's not a one-off, you find some resonance of a sound or a light or a color. It's something which changes, which helps you on a holistic way. It helps you become a better person, a more loving person. It's all about love. And love is a most natural state for a human being.
Yes. And we all want it.
We are love, actually. It's just
we're built from love, in other words?
We are love, exactly, yes. It's a matter of for you to taste it. Once you touch love, and because it's unconditional, you derive nothing.
Yeah, how do I touch love? That is, now some
Saturday.
Of us have it in, oh,
Saturday.
You're gonna teach
come,
me on Saturday.
We should show you.
Okay.
Because you will feel the difference. Instead of being self-centered, your inner self will glow and you will bloom And that when you bloom, people will ask you, hey, what happened, Greg? Where were you? Has something changed? And you will smile to yourself, yes, something changed.
Yeah. I'm sure it'll be noticeable too.
Very.
Right. So do you think if I was at this meditation and then I leave, you think there would be, for people that know me, they would see a difference for most people?
They will see it. So it's not a click of a switch. Mm. But what will happen is that people who haven't seen you for maybe 2 weeks or 3 weeks, they will immediately see it. Now, so Franco sees you every day.
Yeah.
He probably won't know the difference because you're moving very subtly, mm-hmm. but you're changing every day. But somebody who's not seen you for 3 weeks or 2 weeks will say something has changed. There's something about Greg which is very different. Why is he so calm? What's going on? So that will definitely happen.
Okay.
And it's the beauty is it's not going to stop. You it's only grow in it.
Over the rest of my life?
Yes.
Even because, beyond?
Yes. You are now headed on a path where you're only going to improve the path to self-realization of who am I? Why am I here? And when you touch your inner resonance, it gives you so much more knowledge, the wisdom, and the love. When you work, every action when you take through love is a perfect action.
Okay.
So you will not go into the negative-sided hurting others. It'll be just unconditional love. You want to help people.
Can I ask you, Jatan, because you obviously are, an expert. Where are you on your journey right now? How far along do you feel? Do you feel you have a long way to go? Are you always going to be in search of that?
No, I need not search. Okay, I started my spiritual journey when I was 18.
Okay.
I met Dada Shriji about 5 years back. I've been through a huge gamut of exploratory meditations and so on and so forth. Now, when you meet a master, the master takes your journey, your responsibilities upon himself.
Okay.
Now, I am being guided by him in different aspects of life. And there are, it's as if I'm never alone. He's always there, always showing me the way.
Right.
There are things which, when I'm faced with a problem or a query, should I turn right or left? Let me come to something as mundane as that.
Yeah.
I just simply look within and there's Dada and he explains to me, this is what we're supposed to do. It's a beautiful, easygoing journey. It's no longer stressful. I'm not having to worry about what happens tomorrow. I live in the moment. I live in peace and I shower love. It's something where I know And I've experienced it for the last 5 years.
Right.
Every step of my way has been taken care of.
Really?
Yes, absolutely.
So you feel that support under you.
I know it.
You know it.
It's a little
bit more.
How
long did that take you to get to know it, though? That's where, as somebody who's a beginner,
uh-huh.
I feel like there's such a long journey ahead of me.
Mm-hmm.
But when I hear you say that, in 5 years, you've come to that point.
Yeah.
And you know it's there.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like, how far am I from knowing that support
right.
is there?
When I first met Dada Shriji, the first impression was, wow. He's so calm,
mm-hmm.
humble absolutely. He smiles and laughs at you. He's just 36 years old, you know.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
He's a medical doctor.
Okay.
But he's moved into the spiritual field of helping and healing rather than through the material part of the body and so on and so forth. But when you come in his presence, things change. Just being in his presence, immediately, you'll see, you'll go into a very calm state and he works upon you. See, a master has this ability to just go in and
cut
do,
right
yeah,
through.
He just works and flicks your switches inside and your DNA changes, whatever. I don't know what the aspects of how they handle it. What I do know is there's a
product. He may look at me and be like, you're a hopeless case. There's too much happening there.
You know, I used to think about myself the same way.
Okay, good. That makes me feel better.
I thought that I was completely over the top.
Yeah, I would think I'm beyond fixing at this point.
But his love, it just enraptures you.
36 and he's able to find that level.
He has been initiated into the spiritual path by Mahavatar Babaji, his own guru. Mahavatar Babaji, very quickly, I'll just explain for those who have read the autobiography of a yogi, mm-hmm. by Paramahansa Yogananda. Babaji is known as the deathless yogi. He's been in the human consciousness and looking after the earth plane. See, again, I'm going into a lot of Eastern philosophy. I'm not sure how people resonate with this.
I appreciate it.
Yeah. So this, he is, has been around for 5,000 years and is looking after the earth. and taking us into the new age. And the new age has started. And those who have tasted that love, for them there is no further need or inquiry about what further to do.
Mm-hmm.
It just is. And we float with that. We resonate with that and we spread it around. It's absolutely, you're left with no option. You feel so much love. You just want to give it to everybody. So what do? You don't obviously go and hug everybody and every stranger on the...
Might not understand.
They'll freak.
Yeah. I've never done that, but I would assume they might get a weird reaction.
Yeah.
So, okay. So we can't hug everybody.
We don't hug everybody. But what happens is as you pass on the streets, there is a huge amount of peace and love. And that resonates with people. You will find some people who will come up and say, haven't I seen you before? And I say, no, you haven't, but you probably have felt me.
Yeah.
And that happens a lot.
That happens a lot?
Yes. It's not because my face is a very common face. I think people have this ability within themselves. They recognize maybe a vibratory state or something. They see and they feel, they understand, and they come to you. There is something... I won't say it's peculiar because now the so-called weird things are very commonplace for me now.
Yes. Oh, I'm sure.
Yes. But it's a wonderful place to be. And helping people touch their inner being is tremendously satisfying because there's one more whose stress is gone. There's one more who's touched and tasted love. And one more who is able to pass it on to others. It's a domino effect.
Is this what you do every day?
I do this every day. I'm actually a chartered accountant by profession.
Okay.
Very.
Because obviously you're by the, there's numbers, right? You,
yes.
You're looking at things in a very, you know, A and B. It's
yes,
this, this
yes.
clearly black and white.
Absolutely.
And yet the other side of what you do
yes.
is yeah. without color.
It's actually it's nothing but color.
Color. Yes.
It's nothing
that.
But color.
Yes.
Rainbow. So where I used to read numbers and balance sheets, today I simply resonate with human beings, with the animals, with the nature. Where I go, love follows, and love is all that there is.
I knew there was something about you when you got in the building, and I walked out. And you're sitting with Hitesh. I could just tell there was some sort of aura, and I didn't even know at that time
right.
that all of this. So that's absolutely true. I don't want to lose. I want to. Well, there's more to go. I want to again mention July 30th. That's this Saturday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. The Awakening to Self-Realization. All of this info, I would say call Hitesh 408-205-6274. You can go to info.usa@maitribodh.org. Just want to make sure I can continue to give that information out.
Yes,
and
yes.
then people will have the pleasure of meeting with you, Chetan, and you will fill them with all this.
Fill them with love.
Love.
And Dada's power.
The
energy.
The three of us in the studio, besides you two, with Justine Franco and myself, are already feeling it. It's filling
Wonderful.
The studio. And I definitely can sense that there's more to this than I've even given credit. You know, I think a lot of times we wish that we could find that perfect level of spirituality and balance.
Yes.
Sometimes it feels it's impossible to attain. You know, we wake up every day with the stress and then trying to find, okay, I need to remember that life isn't about stress. It's about love. It's about family. It's about what you enjoy
yes.
doing. Will that be... Is being there so much silence? Will we be finding all that too?
Absolutely.
Where the balance comes from?
Absolutely. You'll feel the balance. It's there is no effort required on this path.
Okay.
It's as easy as falling out of a chair.
Really?
Yes,
I'm
absolutely.
Good at that.
You don't...
Right. I can fall out of any chair. Yeah.
So we find that people when they've done the meditation and they've after the Shakti, they just fall asleep. They go into a very very
I would
deep
imagine,
state.
Yeah.
And that's where the energy completely works on you. What that does not do is you're not abdicating your responsibilities. You do not become a monk.
Right.
You do not.
I hope that. Yeah.
It's a very natural state of being.
Mm.
You're in a state where you're very, very comfortable and you're in a calm frame of mind. And all you want to do is help people. You just want them to be in the same place as you are. And again, I go back to you use the word love.
Yeah.
It's an unconditional flow of love.
Is this totally different than all other meditations? Would you say this is completely unique?
I would say it is very, very different from the rest because, right. you know, a meditation typically is focus. It brings into a quiet state. It's a move from the mind to a lower state of being mm-hmm. Or a higher state, depending on which way you want to look at it. But however, what this particular session does, it there's a very unique component of touching your inner being, and that is through the divine energy which is passed into right. you. That energy is so powerful, the Shakti Prava, that it will completely transform you. It will take you into most natural state. Your natural state might be different from Justin, from Franco, but fact of the matter is, you will feel love.
Everyone. That's you're saying anyone who comes to this will feel that. It's not even, like, that's where
absolutely.
I think it's hard to understand
yeah.
that process is going to happen, regardless of whether you,
regardless.
You know, believe it or not.
Absolutely. You feel
that's
the love.
That's amazing.
You will feel the love. You will feel the love.
I already do, and I haven't even entered the room yet. But that's unbelievable.
Yes.
I mean, it's believable, but it's unbelievable because most people are
it's
so
very easy.
Yeah, and think about how we're all, I guess, cynical in life. Maybe not you, Jatan, but most people are cynical about life, and yeah. I find that that's one of the saddest things.
Yes, it is.
Is that so many people have, you know, even with politics now, mm-hmm. everybody seems like I've just given up because yeah. all of our choices are so bad, and all over the world. I mean, it's yeah. not just here.
Yeah.
And I think so many people wake up with this cynical look at things, and all it really takes is just being open to that
yes,
and
absolutely.
Being open to yeah. the love, like yeah. you speak
yeah.
of.
Yeah, that's what it requires. Like you have a very open, receptive mind. You're willing to take this. You want to try it out once. Why? Because you see that it's going to make a difference to you. Today, the earth is at that precipice where we're changing the transition from the past of all the stress and the pain and the suffering and the wars and so on and so forth. We are now moving into a new era of love. And this love and peace is what is going to touch every human being. This is a start.
I am so happy to hear you say that. That's the new direction.
Yes.
Everybody will know eventually.
Absolutely.
Even if they don't believe it.
Absolutely.
It's going to happen.
It's experiential. It will happen.
I have nothing but hope. I think you'll open us up to more hope on Saturday.
Yes.
But I want you to tell the average listener right now, why do they need to be there? I know we've discussed and outlined a lot of things here
yes.
as to
yes.
how it will work.
Yes.
Why should people listening to this show right now
okay.
be with you on Saturday?
I've heard a lot of stories about the Bay Area stress.
Yeah.
Whether it's the traffic or whether it's the problem.
It's everywhere.
yes. So what you would do is for yourself. It's a gift to yourself.
Okay.
All right. Either you can go through the rest of your life in constant turmoil and fight it out every day with your boss, with your spouse, with your children, or you can do something good for yourself. If you think you deserve it, you will walk in the path of love because it's so much more beneficial for you. Stress doesn't help you. Oxytocin. Or as they call the loving hormone, you hug somebody, you feel that sudden,
yeah.
Yes, exactly.
Overwhelming feeling of happiness and
yes,
joy,
exactly.
Right?
That's love. So don't you think you deserve it? I think everybody deserves that.
A hug does wonders.
It does.
When I meet people that say, I'm not a hugger, I get disappointed.
yeah.
Because it is a way to connect.
Yes.
It's
yes.
an energy,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, absolutely.
It's
and
a good therapy.
You're sharing it. When you share love, it can only grow. You grow by giving. It's nothing, it's not something which you're going to hold to yourself.
Right.
It's something which is beneficial for somebody. And obviously to you, because as the energy flows through into somebody else, you get a new wave, a new burst of that love.
What good is
you
love
grow.
If you can't share it with somebody, right?
Absolutely.
It's like anything else, like good wine. If you can't share a nice glass of wine
exactly.
with somebody, what good is it?
Yeah.
What I'm also very curious about is how after we do this retreat on Saturday, will it change how we go about our relationships with other people
yes,
moving
it would.
Forward?
In a very, very positive manner.
Even our own marriages or our own family relationships.
Absolutely.
Yeah?
Absolutely. In fact, I would very strongly recommend that if you're coming, come with your spouse.
Yeah.
If both of you have tasted this, it will open up a new facet of what probably has been lost somewhere down the line. And it gives you an option of re-engaging and starting afresh. And because the substratum is love, it's a very natural place of being. you fall in love again.
Isn't that
beautiful?
It is. And what I was going to ask you to do, this might be a tough one. I'm going to put you on the spot.
Okay.
Can you describe that feeling? Because you seem to do it well when you mentioned the hugs and you talked about the energy that comes from that.
Okay.
I would like you to try and describe to me what it will feel like to reach this level.
Have you ever been tickled when you were a child?
Yeah, as an adult too, yes.
Okay, great. Do you come to a level where it becomes intolerable because it's so beautiful?
Yeah, like it's too good. It's like, why am I so happy that I want it to stop?
I think you just described it.
Really?
You go beyond that level of just holding it to a certain level.
Like you can't
that
contain
love
it.
You cannot contain
it. Like you feel like you're going to explode with it.
Absolutely.
And really?
And this is just a scratch on the surface.
So the feeling you're describing
is way
of tickling.
Yeah. Way further than that. A tickle is just a sensation. This is way beyond sensation.
So it's mind, body,
everything.
Beyond.
Yeah. Because it comes from the heart. It comes from a place of purity. And as you expand that purity, it goes into an area of huge, huge feeling of I want to give it to everyone.
You know how simple pleasures in life, you like good food, I'm sure.
Yeah,
we all do.
Yes,
I love food. Yeah, with notice. I love food to the point where sometimes even when I'm discussing it and talking about it, I get excited, right? Mm-hmm. When I eat something that's delicious, you almost want to scream. You know, you want to tell everybody about it, right?
Yes,
and describe
yes.
what you tasted.
Yeah.
That's a really, really a microcosm.
Yeah, it's right? a minuscule, yeah.
Tiny feeling, right? Mm-hmm. So you're saying
this
take
is way
that.
Above.
Multiply it by a million.
By a gazillion, maybe.
Gazillion. And I'm still not there.
You're not there.
Yeah. So this is a good example of why you need to be here on Saturday.
You need to give this gift to yourself.
It is a gift to yourself and maybe to your spouse.
Yes.
Maybe to your parents.
Parents, neighbors, siblings, anybody and everybody who you really care for. Sometimes it's difficult where you cannot express your love for your parents, for your siblings. It's sometimes embarrassing. It's something where you've never tried to express yourself. This is a gift which will rekindle your relationships.
That's powerful. Franco, did you have a question? Or I mean, you're sitting and observing. Is there anything that's on your mind that you want to ask?
No, I mean, what you're describing to the two of us is just it's just incredible knowledge. And I'm honestly like in a meditative position.
Yeah, you seem like it.
Since you're describing all of this to me, so I'm just like taking it in. I'm observing, and it's fantastic. I feel like a huge amount of energy has just it just went through my body.
I was gonna think I might have to wake you up over there because you're getting so deep into the meditative state. Right? Not at all. I did not really believe that. But there is. I was curious because I know as people listen to this, a lot of times, especially with this show, what we talk about can be heavy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some of these things are very big issues, heavy. This is one of those rare times where we're talking about taking away weight instead of adding weight, right? And lightening ourselves a bit.
Yes, yes.
I think that's what I'm coming away from this.
Yes,
with.
It is. It
Let's
is.
Lighten ourselves.
Yeah, it's a beautiful. Life will suddenly become beautiful. You will see this is really worth living. There'll be a song in your heart. You'll be jumping, skipping, having
singing.
A ball.
Will there be any singing?
There'll be you don't want me to. You don't want to hear me sing.
You're
please,
right.
Please,
if you don't want me to hear it,
hear it. I am not a good singer.
So there won't be singing.
But there will be enough music to help you along the way, to guide you into that meditative state, which will really take you into a deep state. And with the aid of I will be guiding through each process, each step as you go through. And that music will actually help you get ready for for receiving the divine energy. And once the Shakti Prava is into you, let it work its own magic.
I'm really eager to see what most people will come away with this with, and where they will be in relativity to where they are today.
Yes.
Because I do think most people don't believe they can make that big of a change in such a short period of time. I do believe it. Just talking and speaking with you for this 45 minutes, I think I've grown, and I now have a better understanding of how to get there.
Wonderful. Thank you.
But we all have to take the steps, right?
Take the first step. The first step is pick up the phone and find out what's the address.
Let's do that right now. if we can, Chetan, let's tell people where they can get the more information, mm-hmm. where they can reach out to get their tickets, mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. Any pertinent information you think.
So this is in San Jose. It's in Hitesh's house. He's got a lovely
room. We don't want to give that address, right? No, let's do that. If you want to call, you could find out where. I had the address written down. I wasn't going to do that. Hitesh, send people to your home. Okay, so go ahead.
So you just need to call us and register with us. It's a 4-hour journey, four and a half hours. Take out the time for yourself. Invest in yourself.
Yeah.
And you will grow. You know, we've just come to the United States. We're quite a big movement in India. Most cities in India, we've gone to Europe, many countries in Europe. The latest was we've started this in Russia. Maitri from India had gone there because there's so much clamoring. See, you cannot hold love. When people understand and taste it, they want more.
Yeah.
So we have now actually spreading across the world now. So this is my second trip to the U.S., we're going from point to point, place to place, and letting people touch it. And this is growing very, very fast because it's an area of bliss. It's something which people have been missing for so long that there's no ending to it. So this is something where from here I go to Bozeman in Montana. From there I go to Chicago, New Jersey, New York. Toronto.
Are you doing it? It's a whole tour here.
It's a tour because there are so many people who've been wanting this that we are actually spending 2 weekends in every city and conducting these Bodh sessions there.
That's brilliant.
We also, after the Bodh, we do the Maitri Light prayer healing and we do the Sambodh Dhyan. So you get very, very clearly established in this. And then obviously your daily 5-minute spending time with yourself.
Yes, so instructed. You guys will give us how to leave there and continue to mm-hmm. grow. Well, Chetan, this has been amazing. I have to tell you, I've learned a lot in a short period of time.
Thank you, Greg.
And I thank you and Hitesh for coming here and doing this with us. I encourage our listeners and people who have been listening to the show for a long time. A lot of times, like I said, we talk about different, very difficult issues and difficult topics for a lot of the people that are listening. We have a lot of challenges in life, but I think everyone under the umbrella of this show would come away with something very important by doing this.
That's our endeavor, yes.
Yeah. So any last thoughts you would like to share?
I would say for anybody who's still thinking, why should I do it? I would say take a chance. This is something which doesn't come your way every day. It's something which is beneficial for you. It's something which you owe yourself. There are two ways of life. One is the stressful daily, mundane, daily grind. And there is the other way where you can be a very happy individual. I would go for happy.
Doesn't everybody want to be happy? Even if we're not happy, don't we all want to be or aspire to be happy?
Yes, here's the way.
This is the path.
Yes.
You're carving it out for us. Well, thank you so much, Chetan. I appreciate it. It's been a pleasure. Again, I'm going to give that number out one more time, if you don't mind, Hitesh. 408-205-6274. Or you can go info.usa@maitribodh.org. maitribodh.org. Meditation retreat, a triumph over negative energy. And these are the words I thought really will resonate with people. Love, bliss, health, success,
absolutely.
And growth.
Wonderful, yes.
All very important.
All very important.
Very positive.
Yeah. Thank you. Spread the love. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Well,
that
was amazing.
Thank you, guys.
Franco, we learn something new all the time in here. A lot of times I walk away from the show and I feel like I've learned a ton. Today, I feel like I'm overflowing with information.
Yeah, indeed. I mean, like you said, we've had so many fantastic guests and we learned certain things. But for today, so much knowledge has just been occurred to us and so much energy, too.
Yes. So anyone listening to the show, if you would like to get in here and talk to us and get your message out, many different topics there's so many that we'll never cover them all. But we encourage you to get in touch with us. You can email us anytime. DaceyPeopleHelpingPeople@gmail.com. You can go to PeopleHelpingPeopleRadio.com. All of our shows are up there, all of the past guests, and you can find out information. We will also add all of the information from today's show to the website so you can find that out and you can dig deeper and meet up with our friends here on Saturday, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. this Saturday in San Jose. And thank you to everybody for listening. And Franco, I think next week Larry will be back.
Okay.
We're lining up a very special guest for next week. I don't want to say anything yet because we're waiting on confirmation.
That's right.
But even if it was just the three of us in here, I think we'd be all right.
Yeah,
easily. So thanks to everybody for tuning in. Again, any information that you'd like to get on the air or if you'd like to talk about your nonprofit or upcoming events, DeseyPeopleHelpingPeople@gmail.com. Go to the website, Desi1170am.com or PeopleHelpingPeopleRadio.com. Thank you so much for tuning into the show. We'll be back again next Tuesday, same time at noon, with another edition of People Helping People on Desi1170am Radio that listens to you.